This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let's dive into a world of exciting facts on Fact Feast. Tēnā kātou, tēnā kātou, tēnā kātou katoa. Nau Nepal tōku whenua tūpana, ko Matapuche tōku mōnga, ko Seti tōku awa, ko Nepalese tōku iwi, ko Ajax Bansdola tōku ingoa, ko Otipoti tōku kāinga noho, ko Mount Kaigil te mōnga, ko Leith te awa, ko Aotearoa tōku kāinga rua. Nau reira, tēnā kātou, tēnā kātou, tēnā kātou katoa. Hi everyone and welcome back to another episode of Fact Beast with me, Ajax. This program runs every fortnight, Friday 3:30 to 4 p.m. on ORFM 105.4. In today's program, I'm going to talk about a topic that is starting from tomorrow. Do you know what it is? Yes, as you may have guessed, it is the Men's Rugby World Cup 2023. I will first tell you about rugby. Well, most of the people that live in New Zealand are rugby fans. What I mean by this is that they enjoy playing and watching rugby. And let me tell you something. Rugby is played with a total of 33 players per squad, but only 15 play on the field. And so, did you know that rugby started in 1845? But the Rugby World Cup started in 1987. And the first Rugby World Cup was held in New Zealand and Australia. 32 matches were played in a time period of 22 May to 20 June. And you might be wondering, well, who won the first World Cup? Well, if you were wondering that, guess the surprise. The New Zealand team won the first Rugby World Cup. They actually destroyed France 29-9 points. And the Rugby World Cup happens every 4 years, like other men's sport, or even women's, like football and cricket. So the next Rugby World Cup was held in 1991. The Australian team won the second World Cup, 12-6, against England in Great Britain, Ireland and France. Although it wasn't probably the best game that two teams could play, but at least one of the teams eventually won. In 1995, the World Cup was hosted by South Africa. It was also the first time that only one country was holding a Rugby World Cup. Well, that's a record breaker. And let me tell you why. Because in 1987, New Zealand and Australia were hosting it. In 1991, Great Britain, Ireland, and France were holding the Rugby World Cup. That's why this is the first time that only one country has hosted a Rugby World Cup. Anyway, let me tell you about what happened in the final of the 1995 World Cup. Actually, the team that won the World Cup was South Africa, and they held the World Cup. Is that a coincidence, or did they just win by their fans cheering out? They won Team New Zealand in the final, and they won by 15-12 points. It was really close, but New Zealand just couldn't claim their second win. Well, if you think that was pretty exciting, listen to what happens next. In 1999, something crazy happened, like I told you before. Australia won the Rugby World Cup again. Well, that's already twice. Could they win it again? Just wait and listen. In 2003, England actually steps up and wins the Rugby World Cup that was held by Australia, the defending champions. Defending champion means the country that has won the last World Cup. So anyway, Australia it was held in. And England actually won Australia in the final by 20 to 17 points. England was actually the only team in the North Hemisphere to win a Rugby World Cup. Wait, what's a hemisphere? Because I'm saying North Hemisphere and South Hemisphere quite a lot of times. Well, a hemisphere is actually divided by the equator, which is an invisible line in the middle of the planet. And so the top part is the northern hemisphere, and the down part is the southern hemisphere. Anyway, let's get back to the history of rugby. As I was saying, 2003 World Cup was won by England. And this is the exciting part, where Australia has won it twice, New Zealand has won it once, South Africa has won it once, and England has won it once. But the 2007 Rugby World Cup was held in France. But some matches were played in Wales and Scotland. The tournament was won by South Africa again for the second time. Well, it's not the most exciting thing, because listen up again to what happens next. But before that, you are currently listening to Fact Based. This program runs every fortnight, Friday 3:30 to 4 p.m. on ORFM 105. In today's program, I am currently talking about the Rugby World Cup and its history. If you have liked this episode so far, don't forget to comment on how you like it, what part you like it, and if you want more information for this episode. Now I'm going to tell you about who won the 2011 Rugby World Cup. Well, it was actually hosted by New Zealand, again. And that's the country that won the World Cup. They won 8-7 against France, which was so closer than before. But France were just so unlucky on that Rugby World Cup. But I think France could win the next ones, or they could win this Rugby World Cup. You actually never know. Anyway, there are 20 countries participating in this Rugby World Cup. However, there used to be 16 countries participating in the first and second Rugby World Cups. And the 20 teams participating are divided into four pools, or in other words, groups. So there are five countries in each pool. There is Pool A, Pool B, Pool C, and Pool D. In Pool A, there is New Zealand, Italy, Uruguay, Namibia, and France. While Pool B has South Africa, Ireland, Scotland, Tonga, and Romania. Pool C has Wales, Australia, Fiji, Georgia, and Portugal. And last but not least, Pool D has England, Japan, Argentina, Samoa, and Chile. I've noticed that in these pools there are modelled up groups, like some in the Northern Hemisphere and some in the Southern Hemisphere. And now you already know what that means. Well, let me get back to talking about the history of rugby. In 2015, surprisingly, New Zealand won the Rugby World Cup. And in 2019, South Africa won. So now it's head-to-head against these two teams. So now, New Zealand has won it three times, South Africa 3 times, Australia 2 times, and England 1 time. Looks like no other country in the Northern Hemisphere could claim another win. But France was still close. And Australia also couldn't claim their 3rd win. But they could claim it in this Rugby World Cup. And now, if New Zealand wins this Rugby World Cup, they would have the lead of the most wins, with 4 wins. South Africa, if they win, they'll have 4 wins and they'll lead. If Australia wins this Rugby World Cup, they'll tie against New Zealand and South Africa for the wins. And if England wins the Rugby World Cup, it'll tie with Australia. However, these teams don't always need to win, right? Other teams could win. The other 16 teams. You never know what could happen. So now, let me tell you about the nicknames of the teams in rugby that have won a Rugby World Cup. First of all is the New Zealand's team, nicknamed the All Blacks. This probably won't be new to you, right? Because you already know it, since you know a lot about rugby. Maybe. Anyway, second is South Africa. This one you might not know, but they're actually called the Springboks. 3rd is Australia, and some of you might know, so this time I'm going to let you guess. Did you come up with the idea because the Australian squad is called the Wallabies? 4th is the England team. This name is probably not the most common, but they're actually nicknamed the Red and Whites. Now let me explain why I think their nickname is their nickname. While this might be obvious, but I think New Zealand's team is named the All Blacks because they nearly always wear black when playing rugby. I don't exactly know why South Africa's team is named the Springbok, but I'm guessing because there's an animal like an antelope meaning springbok. Because on this shirt, there is a sign of an antelope or a deer. But I'm still not sure. The Australian squad's nickname is the Wallabies, as I said before. And I'm pretty sure their nickname is that because the national animal of Australia is the kangaroo. And wallabies are actually the cousins of kangaroos. And 4th, or last, is England's nickname. I think they're called the Red and White because their flag contains the colours red and white. They have a white rectangle with a cross of red in the white rectangle. Anyway, you are currently listening to Fact Based. This program runs every fortnight, Friday, 3:30 to 4 p.m. on ORFM 105. I'm currently talking about the Rugby World Cup. Now I'm going to tell you about the 10 ranking in the Rugby World Cup. And this is men's. First comes up Ireland, 2nd surprisingly South Africa, 3rd France, 4th New Zealand, 5th Scotland, 6th Argentina, 7th Fiji, 8th England, 9th Australia and 10th Wales. That was it, but missed the electrifying live episode of Fact Beast? Don't worry, you can listen this episode on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts. Fascinating insights and thrilling tales. Rev up the excitement anywhere, anytime, with a push of a button. Get ready for an adventurous journey on Fact Beast, your ticket to endless wonder. I would like to say a thank you to Jeff, Arena, and my papa, Ashik, for helping me out. Bye, we'll meet again in a fortnight. Ka kite anō. Thanks for listening to Fact Feast on Youth Zone.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.